Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Raymond Hall Show. This is a place where we talk about service and we have a different conversation. This is a conversation that's heard all over the world, and we're broadcasting here live from the studios of Morris Media Studio here in Los Angeles. We want to welcome you to the show, and we want to welcome our special guests. And of course, I always want to welcome Ms. Walker. She does so many things to make this show happen. So we are just so grateful for that. Today is a special day. You know, we left Mother's Day, which was so wonderful, and we're headed into Memorial Day. So I'm always excited when we go from Mother's to Memorial to Remembering. I'm just so thankful that my mother taught me a few things, and I'm so thankful for the people that put some work in. I'm not just talking about service people. You know, right. We sit all sitting here, and we got kinship to black folk. Ain't no, don't try to get around it. And it's a whole lot of black folk and work a whole lot of years, so we can stand up and talk about what needs to be talked about. So how was your week, and how was your Mother's Day?
It was a beautiful week. First, I'd like to say thank you to all of our listening audience that's out there in the world listening. I like to say that I had a beautiful Mother's Day. We had a great event. It was a fashion show and luncheon. We had a packed house. It was at Estelle Van Meter Multipurpose Center at 7600 South Avalon Boulevard. Their number is 323-753-3881. If you like to give them a call or come over and take a look and see what we have going on in the community.
Well, it was packed. I did attend it myself. I mean, I'm always around when mothers show up. It was a wonderful event.
That's wonderful.
And to my friend, how was your Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I actually spent it in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
Visiting my family.
Okay.
And I went to the King mm-hmm. Monument. It was awesome. It was great.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was stationed at Fort Meade, Maryland, and we used to go to Washington, D.C. all the time. It's a pretty city.
It's really beautiful. Is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a really pretty city. Now with all the stuff going on, okay.
It's still pretty.
The city is quite pretty. It's a beautiful city. But you know, speaking of Washington D.C., there's just some things that I have to say coming into the show. This show is all about service, and there's a song that I love to hear. It talks about though the storms keep on raging in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that his soul is anchored in the Lord.
Yes.
And it just takes me back to service.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes those storms are life storms. They're service storms. You can't get around them. You have to go through them, and it's a service storm. And the thing that has given me pause this week is when that service is not respected. You know, we talked about the White House and the clothes that came out up there,
yes,
on Manchester,
yes,
Boulevard.
Yes, the White House.
But I'm talking about the White House in Washington, D.C.
On Pennsylvania Avenue.
And that's right.
Exactly.
On Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm talking about when you think about it, this ain't their house. This is our house. We the people, this, yes, is our house. And you don't get to disrespect the service that was given by those to make that possible, our house.
Right.
We ain't Russia. They ain't got no our house in Russia. It's the Kremlin's house.
Mm.
But this is our house.
Right.
You are just there. I'm going to be respectful and say as the leader. You're there as the leader, but you're there in accord with we the people.
Right. To do service to the people.
Right. Now, for the people.
I'm going to say something, and we're going to go on to the show, but I want everyone to hear me because I am very serious.
We're listening.
There's an instrument called an AK-47, and it has the dubious distinction of being the most effective assault weapon that there's ever been in mankind. Now, that weapon was made by a Russian in 1947. What's that name? We was just talking about that. What's the name of it?
Kalashnikov.
Okay? This who created that weapon?
Mr. Kalashnikov.
Now, you want a different perspective? The Russians created that machine in 1947. And that weapon has been laying down people, American soldiers, on every part of the globe. Now, you want something to think about? Think about Russia coming to the house of We the People and having a conversation that they get to have the transcripts to and we don't. And then help yourself. Don't help me, help yourself. Get up and go and walk through a veteran cemetery or any cemetery that holds the remains of those who gave service, even at peril and cost of their own lives. And then see if it's okay with you to play around. I'm gonna leave that alone right there, because the bottom line is, this is the house of We the People. I'm talking about the country now. This is the house of We the People. We the People built the house. We built the house with service. This is the Raymond Hall Show, and it's all about service, so we're going to move on.
Okay, that sounds like...
Tell us about our guest today.
Today we have a distinguished guest, and she's here in the live in the studio with us. Her name is Ms. Bimji, and she's with Cover California.
All right. Cover California.
Cover California.
Okay.
And Cover California is something that is familiar, a lot of us are familiar with. Yeah. We hear it a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to be here today with Ms. Bimji to get some insight and some detailed information about Cover California for each and every individual out there between the age of 0 and 64, correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So after 64, Cover California,
you go on to Medicare.
You go on to Medicare.
You graduate. Okay.
Oh, you graduate.
I got to tell y'all something. This I am.
Matriculate.
You matriculate. Exactly. At 64.
I am so honored to have her here on the show. She and I fellowship together. We're both members of Grant Church. And she is very smart.
Very smart.
Okay. I mean, very smart.
I'm just catching the vibe right here. I love it. I need more.
Yes. You talking about somebody that, look, this lady is so smart that when I got out of service, I tried to go down the path that she graduated from. You know, I went to school and I said, I'm going to make sure, don't nobody have, dude, boy, I'm going to study psychology. Mm. Okay. And the man said, some of y'all not going to make it. And he took my book and threw it out the window. That was a sign to me.
Ooh,
I wasn't
going to make
it. Threw it out the window.
Help him, Jesus.
Nah, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, so I'm used to folk doing dirt. You know, I just knew he had somebody down there to catch my book.
Right.
That man told me if I wasn't smart enough to get up and go get my book, I'd need to get up and lead the class. That was the end of my psychology. And I looked up and you got degrees, PhD.
He has multiple ones.
Masters.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I couldn't get past the first week. Okay. Wow. So we have someone here that's well qualified. And you've been working for Cover California ever since it started.
Yes. We're affiliated. I want to make it clear that I'm not actually an employee of the state. I am affiliated with the Navigator program. Cover California has community organizations, mm-hmm, that they are contracted with to actually get out and do the work in the community.
Okay.
And the Riverside County Black Chamber of Commerce is one of those organizations. So we've been involved since the beginning.
Is that right?
Yeah, since the inception.
So you have an affiliation and association with two distinctive organizations. You kind of slid that Black Chamber in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Black Chamber of Commerce.
That is the Riverside County Black Chamber of Commerce, yes.
You know, the Chamber of Commerce was interesting. At one time, when we went to join the Chamber of Commerce, that was a job in and of itself.
Was it? Was it difficult? Well, we make it really easy.
Well, they were, the most difficult part was when they started asking for thousands of dollars.
Hey,
I'm a small business person. Wait a minute. You want me to give you $1,500?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What chamber was that?
Right. What city was that in?
I ain't going to put them on blast, but it started with L.A.
Oh,
watch
out. Okay.
Yeah. So I had to go to one of the little small. So we have economic support.
Yes.
Wow.
And I just want to say that that's why we as a chamber got involved with Cover California. Our fees are not outrageous because we understand that we are trying to help people grow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we understand that not only do we help business people, we have to help our community. That's mm-hmm. why we reached out mm-hmm. and became involved with Cover California, because we know that we can't just push business onto the community. Mm-hmm. We have to help our community mm-hmm. become ready for businesses. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. one of the ways is to help them become healthy, because good health
as a company, as a business,
as a business, as mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if as a business cannot engine. Prosper in a community mm-hmm. that has no income,
no economic basis,
exactly.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, and young people, and everybody, pay attention, because what she's talking about is an economic engine. And if you want to learn to a degree how the money that's in your community comes back to your community, it comes back to your community in part through that economic engine. So when you don't see economic engines in your community and no taxes is going out of the community, you're going to not see as much coming back in. Is that?
That is correct.
That's correct. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, now, so let's get back to why we have you here. Raymond went all off on something else again.
That's all right.
Lord, okay. All right. So now we're at Cover California.
Yes.
And how it started. Why was there a need for Cover California?
Cover California is the California's entity mm-hmm. that administers the Affordable Health Care Act.
Okay.
When the Affordable Health Care Act was passed, mm-hmm. the federal government gave states the opportunity to be funded, mm-hmm. some funds allocated to them so that they could manage their own system. Mm-hmm. Mm. Some states chose to do it. Some states chose not to. California mm-hmm. covered, mm-hmm. meaning they want every person in California covered with health insurance, mm-hmm. chose to take it, make it their own, mm-hmm. and they took the high road, mm-hmm. and everything that was offered, mm-hmm. they basically extended it to
you know, that's service.
That's service. Literal service.
Okay, because service. I'm not going to call any names on the states there, but you're right. There are some that they chose not to accept.
That's right.
The Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act.
That is exactly right.
And what always got me was, why do you get to choose? Just because you're part of a certain political party, why do you get to tell the whole state you can't have something?
When you got it. That's a good question.
You know, the governor, he got insurance.
Yes, sir.
Right.
They all do.
Got insurance, and then you got all of your people in the state walking around, and they got one tooth in their mouth.
What do you think?
Oh, hold it. I didn't say that.
Wait, watch it.
I didn't say that. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Okay, all right.
Get it together.
I'm sorry.
A little passion. That's all. That's good.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, the Raymond Hall Show is internet-based, and it's global, and it goes around the world. We're not having a conversation only in L.A. or only in Southern California.
Right.
We're talking around the world.
Yes.
Right. And for someone to have a problem going to say that healthcare is an entitlement, is that kinship to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
It is not. And the other thing about that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I ain't saying nothing, go.
No, the other thing about that is, you cannot, you know, let's talk about the economy.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is economy.
Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line, the money.
Bottom line is the money.
Mm-hmm.
Can you work when you're unhealthy?
No.
If we have a healthy nation,
mm-hmm.
we have a healthier economy.
Yes.
Because people can work.
Mm-hmm.
So Cover California understands that.
Mm-hmm.
and said, let's make sure that our people can get the health care coverage that they need, that they can get preventative care. Mm-hmm. So that they can catch things early, mm-hmm. and so that they can prosper. The mm-hmm. individual prospers, the family prospers, the community prospers.
That's the we the people.
We the people.
That's the we the people. Mm,
service. Okay. Yes. All right. So here we have a history.
And then we have a break coming up after we go into our history.
We do?
Yes, we do, sir.
We have to have a break? Oh, wow. Okay. I guess we have to say, hold on. What's the word you say, hold on? Oh, ta-ta comes at the end, huh?
Right. We're in the middle. We're at the... Okay. But you know what? We're right in the middle of some vital and indefinite information that we need. So, you know, let's just keep it going.
Well, here's what I wanted to say that... it's important to me.
Okay.
We have to be clear about something, because when people want something done, it has a way of getting done. Here in California, we wanted health care.
Yes.
And we had a former president who saw people before him make efforts.
Yes.
And he made a commitment.
Yes, he did.
And with the help of you and every other body that says, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
There go that we again.
Yes, and we okay. did it.
And we did it.
Yes. And we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you talk about healthy. The problem is everybody don't want everybody healthy.
Watch it.
This is a different conversation. That's isn't it?
Exactly, it is.
Well, that's the totally name of the show, different. The Raymond Hall Show, right. A different conversation. So you at home.
And we need to have it.
We need to have it. It definitely needs
to be addressed.
Yeah, so all I'm simply saying is this, that we here need to help you any way we can so America will get invigorated again.
Yes.
To say, I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
And if one person has dental, everybody should have dental. If one person has preventive care, everybody should have preventive care.
That's correct.
And you, who's going to be around for about 4 years, 2 years if you're in certain mouses, then you gone. What if they're in the middle of taking care of my health care? They done pulled everything out. Somebody else come in the office and now ain't nothing in.
Right.
Because he reversed it. Now I'm walking around with, I can't eat nothing. It don't make no sense, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying to you this in a lighthearted way, because we need here for you not to get a headache to think about things. We need you to keep it light. But remember, we're going to head to that break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Cover California again. This is the Raymond Hall Show. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Hey, 'cause I believe in
you. Well, hello, and welcome back to the Raymond Hall Show. We are here with our distinguished guests. Ellery Bimji, and she is not only with Cover California, but she's with the Black Chamber of Commerce for Orange County?
Riverside County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we want to talk about now the benefits, mm-hmm. and we want to talk about the gains and losses. So we're talking about what has been and what hasn't been. And Erica was talking to me again about your bio. That is just really impressive. How many degrees is that?
She has 2 or 3 degrees. Basically, she's a very accomplished woman. She's humble and she's kind. Miss Ellery Bimji has an MBA of psychology, a master's in business administration from the University of Laverne, and a master's in psychology from Pepperdine University. So she's been a very busy lady.
So you. Was it a passion when you, how did you get from there to here?
Well, you know, as when you're young and you start school, and I started in business, and I enjoyed business, but what I found was that I really had just an affection at, for psychology, for understanding people individually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you get so far and you go, let me just keep on the business trail.
Okay.
So I completed it and worked hard to do it. I did it while I was raising my children. Mm-hmm. And when I finished with the BS, the MBA was just a couple
around
of years.
The corner.
And it's like, why stop now?
Right.
You know? So I went ahead.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I learned in business is that you must be your own intellectual property.
Wow.
That businesses come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And as you age, things happen. And you have to know how to provide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were coming up, people said, get with a job, stay on that job 40 years and retire from that job.
And they gave you a watch.
Right.
And a, or a pen.
Or a pen.
Or a pen.
But then businesses got this idea that, you know, they stopped doing that. They didn't want to do that anymore. They didn't want to involve and get the pensions and those kind of things.
Right.
So what is a person to do? A person has to think about their career and where their career goes. So in 2000, when the economy kind of tanked and the business that I was working in began to
slow down,
change, and move to another state.
Okay.
I thought that was a great time for me to pursue my psychology. And even in the business degree, I had taken some behavioral sciences. I mean, I always loved it. So I took that time, and I went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepperdine offers, at that time, a course, if you have done a master's work, they will allow you into a master's program.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
And so I applied to that program, and got my psych degree and started working from there. I had to start all over again, but you know, it was okay because I learned a lot. I learned the ropes, and what I love about both of them is now with the with what I'm doing, I'm able to merge the two degrees.
Mm-hmm. I love what something that you just said. Become your own intellectual property.
Yes,
I hear that.
Back up over that again.
You must become your own intellectual property. When people create things, when they create technology, they have intellectual property laws. They say, this is mine, and I am going to use it in these venues, and I'm going to sell it in these venues. Our lives, our history, our work history, and our experience are our intellectual property.
You
so,
hear that?
Speak, girl, speak. Preaching, girl.
You,
yes.
Intellectual. That's you are your intellectual property.
Your lives and your history and your work.
That's so,
I love it.
I'm really going there today.
Come on, let's go.
Okay. So if someone has a small degree of intelligence, that's the level of their intellectual property.
That's right. But people can always enhance it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing about that is that instead of waiting for who is going to give me a job next?
What happens
is that we stand back and we go, I can do this and this and this, and I have to see who is going to be, where am I going to be able to go next? When you become your own intellectual property, you take in control your own life and go, where am I going to go next?
Okay.
So I'm here.
So those people that are waiting on a president to do something, they need to grow their own intellectual property. Is that what you...
Okay. We plan for ourselves.
Plan for... Exactly.
We
like, pay yourself first.
Plan for ourselves.
Same thing, like, pay yourself first.
Yes. Where will I go next? I've done this for a while. Now, what do I want to do now? And where can I take the experience that,
that
I have?
Okay. That's so beautiful.
Isn't
so,
that wonderful?
It is very, very... That's deep. It's heavy and it's deep. And we have Ms. Ellery here to give us the deep details of that. My own intellectual property of Mr. Hall.
What we're going to do is we're going to maintain that.
Yes.
I'm a takeaway type guy.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you should always have three takeaways.
Okay.
I didn't understand that until them preachers kept saying, let me give you 3 points. No matter where you go,
you
every preacher said, let me give you my 3 points. And, okay.
That's about all we can remember at one time.
Oh, is that what's going on with the three? Okay, all right. But the
the takeaways are vitally important. So you must become your own intellectual property.
Correct.
I think I can say that three times.
Yes.
And that'd be my intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Cover California, the benefits.
Okay.
Cover California, what did we gain we didn't have? And what are the people who are on Cover California possibly about to lose in the
So what we gained when the Affordable Health Care Act was implemented, mm-hmm. our Obamacare,
okay.
was the first thing I'll talk about is Medi-Cal expansion.
Okay.
Prior to the Affordable Health Care Act, the only way that you could get or have Medi-Cal mm-hmm. was if you had children, mm-hmm. you're at a certain income level and you had children, mm-hmm. or you were disabled.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
If you were an adult who found yourself without a job at a certain income level, a mm-hmm. single person,
single parent, mm-hmm.
not parent,
person, mm-hmm. single person,
as long as you have, you could not get Medi-Cal. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that happened is it opened it up to say anyone mm-hmm. at this particular income level or below mm-hmm. can apply for Medi-Cal and receive Medi-Cal benefits.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. And there were many people who were happy to be able to get that.
So this was a safety net.
Yes.
It this was the expansion put in place for Medi-Cal expansion.
Yeah. Okay. So right. it allowed people who were not, what I saw in that first year were many people who maybe had a job mm-hmm. and got ill mm-hmm. and had a lesser job mm-hmm. and they didn't have enough money to afford insurance and they couldn't get, and they needed to still see a doctor, but mm-hmm. they couldn't get health insurance.
Okay.
Okay. They couldn't afford it and they couldn't get Medi-Cal either.
Okay.
So that's what that does. The second part is that it allowed for tax credits, and I'm going to call them subsidies, mm-hmm. to help people pay for insurance to make the insurance affordable.
Okay.
It defined affordable as 9.5% of your salary is all you should be paying for health care insurance.
Wow.
So
now I take it that it was much higher
before.
Well, there was no limit. So what that meant was mm-hmm. it healthcare was what healthcare was, and if you made $10 an hour and your healthcare was $500 a month, whatever the employer wanted you to pay for it is what you paid for it.
Wow.
Okay, there's a lot of it's a lot of complexity to it.
Okay.
But what it said basically is if you're paying 9.5%, mm-hmm. that is all that you should pay. So if once you submit your income, mm-hmm. and they would give you subsidy amounts mm-hmm. so that you could help pay for that and keep it at the 9.5%. So you could get anywhere from $50 to $500 or more, mm-hmm. according to what your income level was. So
okay.
it gives the income subsidies
for that.
People.
Okay.
So that was a gain.
Okay.
We also gained 10 essential benefits. It required insurances mm-hmm. to provide these 10 essential benefits.
Required. Okay.
To mm-hmm. these 10 essential benefits, hospitalization, laboratory, and that kind of thing mm-hmm. for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it kind of went across the board. A lot of, in the working world, I've worked where you might pay for insurance, but they don't cover this. They don't.
You go
you're paying $500 a month.
Right, but you don't have vision.
You don't have vision, or you don't have laboratory.
Right,
or it doesn't carry for
dental.
Prenatal care or something like that. So this or when you go to the hospital, you have to pay 100% of the hospitalization. So what those 10 essential benefits said was these are the things that must be covered.
Okay.
So those were the gains.
Okay.
Those are some of the gains that it gave us.
Okay.
And the subsidy is the greatest part. That's where most people, the Medi-Cal expansion and the subsidy is good because it did it by your income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had income, you might get $50. If you had 5 children, 8 children, and a little income, you might get $500, $700.
Mm. Question. How is the subsidy given to you?
What happens is it's called a tax credit.
Okay. Oh, that's the tax credit.
That's the tax credit. And what happens is every month, once you sign up through Covered California and you choose your plan, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. every month, Covered California sends that money to your medical whoever you choose,
okay.
you want, mm-hmm. to your medical provider or mm-hmm. your health care provider, let's mm-hmm. put it that mm-hmm. way. And then you could take it all at one time. Mm-hmm. If you were given $500, you can say, and you chose an insurance that was $565, let's put it that.
Right.
Then you could say, wow, I want the whole $500 will go towards my monthly premium.
Right.
And you only pay $65, or you could go, you know, I could probably afford to pay $165.
Right.
So take $400 of it,
mm-hmm.
and apply $400 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, I want to receive it at the end of the year.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So if I owe money, mm-hmm. it can be applied to money that I might owe on taxes, or mm-hmm. it would be refunded me at the end of the year.
Okay.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we kept hearing two things, that it opened up and it helped a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm a child of the 50s, so I see conspiracies, but that...
Okay.
So when we heard that the lines was jamming and people couldn't get in, and this latest thing about it costs so much.
Okay.
What is that all about?
So let's go back to the lines jamming. Now remember,
right.
in the beginning we said that some states had all states had the option to take the plan and make it their own.
Oh, right.
Or they could just go through the federal hub.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All of the stories about the lines jamming, can't get through, can't get on, were people from the states
mm-hmm.
that went through the federal hub.
Mm. Oh,
that didn't have
they didn't want the state.
Right. They didn't want the state.
So
right.
they say, we ain't going to have it. And then when you go to get the feds, then they complain.
Then it's, yes.
Right.
Okay. I told
now,
it ain't raining, y'all. Okay. It ain't raining. Okay. Now, so we got that. Now, this thing about the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I heard an interesting thing where a person gave it to me a different way. They said you could have a surgery
mm-hmm.
that was $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you could get a bill for $2,000.
Yes.
And people was complaining.
Okay. Prior to...
They get the bill for the million.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They ain't telling the whole truth.
A lot of bankruptcies prior to happened because of medical bills.
Right. Yes.
Well, Cover California ended that. You pay your deductible,
mm-hmm.
and that's all you pay.
I got to share something with you, ladies and gentlemen. When I had my transplant, I got the bill a couple of weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
$1,291,308.33.
Wow.
My part was $548. And people was asking me, what insurance did you have? Medi-Cal.
Okay.
So Medi-Cal picked up the bill for that.
Medi-Cal, the $1,291,308.33. And then some people said, well, the state negotiates that down. That's fine. I don't care what they did, paid it or negotiated it down. It was the fact that you're in a progressive state that says,
yes,
you are a citizen of this state. And as such, we want you to be in a healthy state no matter what it is you need.
Yes.
So that's why you hear me talking when we're talking about states where one person decide, well, I'm of a certain political persuasion and we don't want that simply because a certain president said you should have it. Nah, I'm going to go back to Ellery because, see, that's too many things going on there. You understand what I'm saying? You got to have service. Now, all of the people that stood up and said, oh, disembark this, you didn't even want to call it the Affordable Care Act. You wanted to call it something that you wanted to call it. And I looked up the other day and I saw this woman and I knew it was the same woman because she had a tooth over here and a tooth over there. And she was complaining that about the CARE Act. And now she pitching a fit because her bill done went up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Right.
I want to address that. People are saying, things are going up. Prior to the Affordable Health Care Act,
mm-hmm.
well, let me ask you this question. Has the cost of bread gone up?
Yes.
Yes.
Has the cost of milk gone up?
Yes.
Yes.
Has the cost of cars gone up?
Yes.
Of course.
In our society,
the cost of living is going to go up.
The cost of living goes up.
Period. Don't stop there.
Period.
Don't stop there. The cost of dying gone up, too.
Everything. Yes, all of it.
Yes.
So there is going to be a cost increase as we continue.
Right.
However, what the Affordable Health Care Act does is put a limit on, it gives the state negotiating power. It, yes, the cost of premiums went up, but it went up like 4%, which in prior years, I've worked on a job where 1 year, I was paying X amount of dollars, and the next year it was so expensive I couldn't afford it. Because healthcare providers could go up however they felt. It also said that there's a percentage of the money that you make that must go back into providing service. So it limits how much profit. If given many people, organizations, given free range, will take 90% profit and
split up to 10%.
And give you 10% back. Well, the Affordable Health Care Act, that's just a number I'm using.
It's not right.
The Affordable Health Care Act said, no. 20% profit ought to be enough.
Right.
See there.
So you're going to take this 80%, and these are not exact numbers
right.
But that's the kind of controls that they have in place. They put in place. It makes sense.
Well, I say things in jest, and I just give you so much credit because you can explain it on the technical side and on the real side. And I say it not in jest, but I say it in a lighter way to get people to laugh because it was just funny to me. it really was. People were saying, "Oh, you get that Obamacare out of there, and it's un-American. Oh, I got a headache." And then they go to the hospital, and now they complaining because they can't pay the bill.
Right.
Well, you had a mechanism to pay the bill, and the reason that the mechanism went away was because you.
And may I speak to the mandate?
Right.
Please.
The mandate, says that you have to have it.
Right.
Because, again, let's talk economics. If we really get down to it, car insurance, they make money.
Yes, right. They do.
But we have to have our car insurance, right?
Right.
So health insurances are not in the business. It is a good thing and we need help, but it's not totally, philanthropical. It's not, I'm doing this because it's just I like you and I want to do
this. And it makes me feel good right now.
Right. They want to make money.
Right. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
This is a different conversation.
Right. Yes. So let's just be straight. They want to make money. Right.
Right.
But go ahead. Yes, you're right.
I'll give you a story. There was a gentleman that came in. There are different metal tiers that you can purchase. And the bronze plan is a plan that the insurance company pays 60%. You pay 40%.
Okay.
And they have... in that year, the deductible was $4,000. And a lot of people was like, oh, my God, it didn't cost very much. But some people got that because that's all they could afford to get.
Right.
The next year, I had a gentleman come in, and he said, I got that bronze plan, he says, and it had a $4,000 deductible. He said, but maybe a week or a month after he had gotten his cover in California, his wife had a massive heart attack.
Wow. Mm.
And he said the bill was something like $14,000. He said, I am so happy to only have to pay $4,000.
Right.
Yeah. He saw it from a totally different perspective. Yeah. He appreciated it, that $4,000.
And that's what the people were saying, that they were so happy that they had this insurance.
Yes.
And when someone really explained it, that bill came after they had gotten service, and the bill would have been that much more if they had not had the insurance
in place.
You're listening to and viewing the Raymond Hall Show. We have our guest Ellery and co-host Miss Walker here. We're going to take a quick break on the quarter of hour, and we will be right back, and we will be talking about some of the things now that will not be losses.
The losses
available.
Possible losses.
Okay. That's the word again. Possible. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. This is the Raymond Hall Show. Thank you.
Dos, uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
And we are back with our guest, Ellery, and co-host, Ms. Walker. Before we get started, this is a really quick
Stevie Wonder had a birthday a couple of days ago. Stevie, happy birthday. It's
happy
late,
birthday.
But from the show, happy birthday. Now, so we're back and we are talking about now possible losses.
Possible losses.
Okay. What benefits? First of all, what is the new thing they're talking about?
Okay. So can I say this really quick? What happened? The House passed the bill on May the 4th.
Uh-huh.
It goes to the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate will review it and make some changes.
Okay.
The Senate can pass that bill if it's within budgetary restrictions.
Right.
With 51 people. If it's not, it goes to 60, it goes back to House. The House has to then look at it and say, we like it, we don't like it. So there's some back and forth that can go on that can take us some time.
Mm-hmm. So people need to put in some service and start calling their Congress people and senators.
That is the most important thing that I want to say. Call the congressmen, mm-hmm.
Write
call the senators, mm-hmm. stay attuned to what is going on.
Okay.
Don't let any shiny thing take our attention away. That's what happens.
That's right.
Other things pop up in the news and we forget about it. And
okay.
Stop really attending to this part.
Okay. So call, write.
Attend town hall meetings.
Town hall
okay.
Meetings.
And do we have a town hall meeting coming up here in Southern California?
We do. The California Black Health Network, CBHN, is going to be holding town hall meetings in Sacramento, Fresno, Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego, and the Inland Empire.
Okay. Do you have a website for them where people can go and look and see what the dates are?
Email them at info@CA Black Health Benefits.
Okay. So we're going to come back to that before the show ends.
Okay.
Now, so let's talk about now, we know the name changed
mm-hmm.
Something else. Okay. Now, what are the possible losses?
Okay. First of all, it's American Health Care Act, so it doesn't say anything about affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing is that's a mouthful.
We can drink
really talk
on that
about
one, okay.
that one, right? So some of the losses are that the subsidies will no longer be based on income. They will be flat rates. Just a quick little thing. Most Americans over the age of 60
mm-hmm.
That earned $20,000
mm-hmm.
got a subsidy last year or the years before of like $9,000. With this new American AHCA, they will only get $4,000. So that equates to an increase in your
over 50% loss.
Right. So you're going to be
the over 60-year-old.
Yeah, over 60-year-old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The same thing with the 40-year-olds. There's the 40-year-olds would only get $30,000, and 27-year-old and younger would get $2,000 a month.
Okay. So you're gonna see adverse financial. What about in services?
In services, they're talking about rolling back Medicaid again, going back to the way it was prior. Basically, that would be what it ended up being.
Mm-hmm.
You would go back to where some people would not be able to afford it or to get the Medi-Cal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to lose preventative care.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At this point, preventative care, when you go to your doctor, you can get all of your physicals, monthly physicals, men visits
mm-hmm.
free of
mm-hmm.
charge,
mm-hmm.
Immunizations, and other screenings.
So we're going to lose all of that.
All that's gone.
Is it gone now?
It's not gone now, but it's on the table.
It's on the table
to
go away.
To go away.
Okay, so it can still be stopped or slowed if people were to give some service and call in.
Yes.
Okay. So if you are healthy like Samson today, you can walk around the corner and a truck hit you and you all tow up tomorrow.
Yes.
So while you ain't caring today, you be the one that need it tomorrow.
Yes.
Pick up the phone, call your assemblyman, stake your opinion, but give some service one way or the other.
That's it.
I mean, if you don't care nothing about the cost of things and especially health care. Okay, I was sitting down when I got my bill. I laid down after I read it. I thank God after I saw what was mine.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, I'm telling you, look, seriously, people, this is a nation built for the people and by the people. You know, we like I tell you, every show is. I'm an African-American male, and I stand on a 6'5", 5'11" frame, and I'm proud of it.
But equally more proud, I'm proud of the people that came before me and built the foundation that I can stand on. And guess what? They didn't build a foundation for black folk. They built a foundation for the nation. Y'all,
that's
it. I ain't gonna say that.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, but the point is here, we have known benefits to health.
Yes.
And now some of the benefits that we have known, they have said we're going to take it away, and we think it's an entitlement.
Yes.
I wonder how many of them would want to fight if we took away theirs.
Yes. But let one last thing.
Yes.
Is that there, people talk about the penalty if you don't have insurance, right?
Yeah.
But on the penalty under Obamacare, that penalty has a cap on it.
Okay.
If you don't do it for the whole year, there's a cap. You can only pay so much. They want to remove that.
Remove the cap.
Remove the cap. So if you, what you would have paid would have been $6,000, $10,000 at the end of the year, you will be responsible for that.
And then that's going to be a bill that you will incur that will never go away.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. Well, we are extremely thankful.
Yes, we are.
And grateful that you came and visited with us and shared this knowledge with us.
Thank you for having me.
And it just seems like the time goes by so fast. We're going to extend an invitation to for you to come back.
I'll be happy to come back.
We'll extend this invitation.
One thing I wanted to say was also tell us about where, if we're interested in anything to do with the Covered California, somewhere that we can walk into that you were speaking of.
Thank you very much. Go to Covered California's website, which is coveredca.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you go to Find Help Near Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it gives you all of the storefronts that are in your area that you can go to.
Okay.
If you want to go and hear someone speak or go to an event, you look for Events Near Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you where all of the Covered California events are so that there's someone there you can talk to or you can listen to a speech. But the storefronts are important. The storefronts are there to help the community. We are a storefront. Mm-hmm. You can walk in any time of day and ask questions, and you are charged zero.
Mm-hmm. Now, give us that website again.
CoveredCA.com.
CoveredD.
And then C-A.
And then C-A.
Dot com.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it, and we have some pretty smart young people. So young people, you heard it. And if you need to get your seniors involved, get them involved. We broadcast here from the Morris Media Studios. It is a technically advanced studio, and we want to thank them for every opportunity that we have to broadcast. What's going on in the community, Miss Erica?
Right now in the community, I'd like to give you an update on a training day that's coming up through the legal services, and it'll be something that I'm sure you'll be interested in. It is going to be on, it's a 3-day training.
Okay.
This training will provide experienced attorneys, advocates, and the program is sponsored by the BET to ZEDIC, with funding generously provided through the Los Angeles County Workforce.
Bet Zedek.
So this is something for advocacy for seniors. It's a how-to manual. Mm-hmm. And you can register for the training by calling 323-549-5884.
For more information.
Okay,
now what is that number again?
323-549-5884.
Mm-hmm. I think they said the training days were the 21st, 26th, and 27th, something like that.
That's it.
I noticed that it was one day had a little few days in front of it.
Right, and it's also free, right. Mm-hmm. It's on the 21st, the 26th, and the 27th, and it's through the California Endowment. So this is something for if you're on Social Security, Medi-Cal, in-home supportive services, cash assistance programs, long-term care facility, eligibility and availability, planning, and incapacity and kinship care. So these are all things that I'm sure in some way or another you have been touched. So I really would recommend that you take some time to look into attending this information. Yes.
Those people that do. Any community events can you think of?
Just at my church.
Okay. What your church is my church.
That's
what
right.
church is yeah.
So at Grant AME, mm-hmm. this Sunday, there is a 70 the service is dedicated to people who are 70, and afterwards there's going to be a dinner.
70.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
70. Look, 30.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you for that.
70. Don't say 70. Well, won't nobody be at that one.
Well, with good health, we might get there.
Yes, we could.
70.
So it's I know it's an annual event, and I'm proud of it. In years past, they have made a big push to recognize those senior veterans. You know the score. I'm all about benefits and liberties and justice for everyone, but I do know we stand on the foundation given by those that came before us, those men and women who served in our armed forces and across the seas and other places. So many people talk about that blanket of freedom that we're afforded. Well, that blanket of freedom has a cost, and the cost is service. Now, we are required to give service to make sure that in our communities are strengthened by the service of us. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for viewing. I want to thank everyone for the service that they give. Give something that's going to build, bridge, or make better the community that you live in. Don't worry about the nation. Just make sure that you take care of your community, because after all, the strength of the nation is found in the service of her communities. So when we give service to our neighbor, when we give service in our respective houses of faith, when we give service to say that we're just going to do what we see needs to be done, we're actually giving that service. We're coming up on the close, so we got a couple of minutes. Give us that email address again, Ms.
The email address for the 3-day free conference that will be coming up is laiad@bettzedek.org.
Betzedek.org, okay.
Betzedek.org.
Okay, and yours is?
info@cablackhealthnetwork.org.
Okay, and to all the veterans, you know the VA website, va.gov. If you have questions, use that portal. Your national number is 827-1000. That's the 800. We want to make sure that if you have questions of benefits or those kind of things, make sure you contact someone so you can do what you need to do. I found out something this weekend. They told me that I can get on a plane and go and live on the base in a hotel in Florida because of my service connection of 100% status. You think I ain't getting on a plane going somewhere? Y'all bet if you see me in Florida, don't say you look like that man in L.A. That is that man in L.A. Okay, service. Okay, give some service and you're going to have yourself a ball. We're going to be right back here next week, and I'm going to look forward to what do we have coming up next week?
Next week it'll be we'll be here at Morris Media Live with Mr. Raymond Hall, and I'm sure we'll have someone very new and interesting and exciting
for you to— PCI. People for Community Improvement.
Okay, that sounds interesting.
We
look forward to seeing you next week, this same time, same bat channel. I'm Erica Flynn Walker, and our distinguished guest, Ms. Bigney.
Ellery Mimmy.
Okay.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay. We thank you so much, and we're getting ready to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you again here next week.
Thank you.
This is Raymond Hall.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.